If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Are going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javid, let me ask you a question regarding abortion, since we are talking about some of the Islamic laws related to the medical issues, especially in this field. You know, is it permissible to abort a fertilized ovum implanted in the uterine wall before it turns into a clot-like structure, which normally takes 40 days to develop? Is it permissible? And in which of the following stages is abortion not allowed? In other words, the embryo implanted in the uterine wall, the clot, the lump of flesh, the bones, all of them, of course, before the soul enters the fetus.
These are terms that come from the Quranic verse where the Quran says mudgha alaqa, and these are the words which are, of course, found in the Quranic verse. So there are different, these terms suggest that there are different stages of growth of the baby, of the fetus. So according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, it's not permissible to get rid of the fertilized ovum after it settles in the uterus, after it is conceived. And as I said in one of the previous episodes, it's not permissible once a woman conceives a child, it's not permissible for her to abort it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's not permissible to abort a fetus or an embryo at any stage of its development. At any stage, of course, as I said, if the life of the mother is endangered, or if she is going to face unbearable hardship or difficulty, it's a kind of hardship which generally, cannot bear or tolerate. So in that case or in that event, it is permissible for her to have abortion. Otherwise, it is not.
Mm-hmm, I see. And another question quite related to this is that, some couples have congenital blood diseases due to having abnormal genes.
Sure.
They could transmit the disease, to their offspring, and there's a great possibility or probability that the children would be severely affected, all right, and will suffer too much throughout their lives. An example of this is hemophilia, in which even a slight injury or incision causes severe uncontrollable bleeding, which can, lead to death or paralysis. Considering the fact that it is now possible to diagnose this disease, thanks to technology, the fetus during the first few weeks of pregnancy, is it permissible to have an abortion in such scenarios and cases?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, Ayatollah Khamenei, may he live long, states clearly that if the diagnosis is definite,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no mistake in it, and it's very much sure, very much certain. And if having such a baby with congenital blood diseases or abnormal genes, if having such a baby and maintaining him or her, let's say, entails a great difficulty and unbearable hardship, of course, it is in this case permissible to abort the fetus before the soul enters the body. Before the soul enters the body, in this scenario, it is permissible. And of course, Ayatollah Khamenei further adds that in such scenario, it is necessary to exercise caution or ihtiyat, to pay its blood money. The blood money should be paid. Now, who is going to receive the blood money? Of course, the blood money should be paid, not to the one who is directly involved in the abortion, because they are the ones who are not entitled. Yeah. They could be the wife, the mother, or the father. In either case, the one, maybe the wife or the husband, if he or she is directly involved, he is not entitled to the blood money. Mm-hmm. Instead, other heirs, like, for example, the grandparents or maybe brothers, sisters, or anyone, close relatives who are in the line of, you know, who are in the same classification or in the same group of heirs, they are the ones who should receive the inheritance, mm-hmm. the blood money.
I see.
And of course, they can forfeit, they can forgive mm-hmm. the person who was involved in the abortion.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Don't you go anywhere.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker in the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Sheikh Javid, we are talking about some of the Islamic laws, you know, hovering around medical issues. What is the ruling in the matter of abortion itself, in and of itself? Is it permissible according to the Islamic laws? Is the ruling different if, you know, keeping the baby poses danger to the mother's life?
Yeah.
Or is it different from this danger posed to the child's life itself?
Well, the child is still unborn. The child is there in the woman's uterus. And, of course, that child, which is still there, can pose a danger to the mother's life, can risk the mother's life.
Mm-hmm.
So aborting the fetus is haram according to Sharia law, according to Islamic law. It's not permissible. This is the general answer given by all the religious authorities. And but when it comes to the pregnancy posing danger to the mother's life, of course, in this case, it is permissible for the mother to have abortion to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, of course, there's no objection to terminating the pregnancy before the soul has entered the fetus. And this is also a very important condition to note, because abortion is permissible before that stage, before that soul enters the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And if the soul enters the fetus, it's, of course, not permissible to abort it, even if the pregnancy spells some kind of danger to the mother's life. Of course, there is an exception. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that in the event that carrying on with the pregnancy could prove fatal to both the fetus and the mother, then and there is no way to save the baby's life. Of course, it is possible to save the mother's life in this case. So abortion can be carried out to save the mother's life, because the fetus is endangering not only the fetus itself, because it's either going to die, but it also, you know, endangers the mother's life. So in that case, one should terminate the pregnancy, the child.
Even, you know, after the soul enters the body,
because the mother is going to die.
Uh-huh.
So it's not, it's haram to let both the fetus and the mother die,
mm-hmm.
By not allowing the fetus to be aborted. So the abortion can take place in order to save the mother's life.
But what if it poses a danger, I mean the pregnancy, to either one of them?
So, of course,
is abortion becomes like, does it become actually
again, the mother's life is important. The uh-huh. mother, it precedes.
I see.
And in terms of importance, over the fetus life.
Uh-huh, I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice answers to these questions of Islamic laws related to the medical issues according to the fatwas of Ayatollah Khamenei. In this program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا هو